Democratic congressional leaders are playing what experts like to call political hardball, forcing votes in the House and Senate on proposals that set a timeline for the withdrawal of most U.S. forces from Iraq by next April. Backed by public opinion polls that show most Americans have turned against the war, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid and others believe the best strategy for Democrats is to keep the pressure on President Bush. Reid spoke on the CBS program Face the Nation.
What has happened in Iraq is wrong. We must change course, and we're going to continue doing everything we can in a bipartisan manner to focus attention on that and get our troops home.
The president is trying to bolster his Republican supporters in Congress by asserting that the U.S. troop surge in Iraq is improving the security situation in some areas. Mr. Bush argues that at the very least, Congress should give the strategy more time before imposing troop withdrawal deadlines on U.S. military commanders in the field.
These successes demonstrate the gains our troops are making in Iraq and the importance of giving our military the time they need to give their new strategy a chance to work.
Caught in the middle of this political debate are a handful of moderate Senate Republicans who reject the president's plea to simply stay the course in Iraq, but who are put off by anti-war Democrats demanding a speedy withdrawal. Senator Olympia Snow, a moderate Republican from Maine, also appeared on Face the Nation.
We have to reach out and be more bipartisan. That the United States Senate was founded on the principle of accommodation and consensus, and neither of which is evident.
Republicans have blocked Democratic attempts to pass an amendment with a firm troop withdrawal deadline in the Senate. Democrats, in turn, have refused to consider some Republican or bipartisan proposals that would move away from the president's strategy in Iraq without setting specific dates for troop withdrawals. For now, Democrats seem to believe that public opinion is on their side against the war, and that the longer the debate goes on, the stronger their position will be during next year's presidential and congressional elections. Tom DeFrank is Washington Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News and a guest on VOA's Issues in the News program.
Part of this is the Democratic desire to force Republicans up for re-election in 2008 to be on the record as many times as they can so the Democrats can put together film clips of saying Senator Smith or Senator Sununu or whomever are supporting this war that two-thirds of the American people don't.
Enough Republicans are sticking with the president now to block Democratic congressional attempts to enact a troop withdrawal timetable. But some political experts argue that as the two sides get closer to the 2008 election year, Republicans could become more vulnerable on the Iraq issue. John McIntyre edits the politics website RealClearPolitics.com.
The Republicans are acutely aware of what happened in 2006, and they don't want to see a repeat of it in 2008. And for better or worse, the public has tired of the war in Iraq. And I think what most Republicans are feeling, whether they say it publicly or not, is that the situation just isn't going to improve quick enough.
The next major stage in the Iraq debate is expected in September, when the U.S. ambassador to Iraq and the top U.S. commander provide Congress with an assessment of how the military's surge strategy is working in Iraq. Stuart Rothenberg publishes an independent political newsletter in Washington.
But come September, I think, Republicans have made up their mind that that is going to be the opportunity to send a more aggressive message to the president that policy has to change, and even if they have to change the policies.
Iraq has also become the central issue in the early stage of the 2008 presidential campaign, especially among the eight Democrats seeking their party's nomination next year. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.